This is Auntie Leela, chapter 4, verse 260. Mother Shachi's reply after Garanga has offered so many prayers. Ai jani avatirna prabhu narayan jakane je ichatana kahena teman. Mother Shachi knew that her son was Lord Narayan, Avatirna Narayan, who had appeared on earth, and that he would speak whatever he desired. Katakshane ai bali lena e matra, tomara vachana bujhe heva ache patra. After a few moments, Mother Shachi simply replied, Nimai, who is capable of understanding your words? Pranahina jana jena sindhu maje bhase shote jahi lahiye tahi chalaye avashe. Nimai, the conditioned souls are like dead bodies helplessly tossed about in the waves of the ocean. Ematta sarvajiv samsara sagare tomara mayaya je karaya tahikare. O my son, all living entities in the ocean of material existence are forced in this way to act under the dictations of your Maya Shakti. Sabe bap baliye tamare utar, bhala haya je mate se tamar gucha. Oh, my dear son, I can only say that you alone know what is good for everyone. Stuti pradakshina kiva kara namaskar munitaja buji kichu jayacha tomar. I can understand that you do as you like, whether you circumambulate, offer prayers, or offer obeisances. Shunya aira vakya sarva bhagavate mahajaya jaya dwani lagila karite. After hearing Mother Shachi's words, all the bhaktas chanted, Jai, Jai, Jai. Aira bhaktira simha kebalite pare gora chandra avatirna janhara udhare prakritas shabde oje vavali bekai aishad prabhave tahara dukanai. Prabhu deki santoshe purnita hailai bhakta gana anande kaharo bhayanai. Gaurachandra appeared from Shachi's womb. Therefore, who can describe the limit of her devotional service? Bhakti sima. Ki balite pade. Even if one utters the word ai, which means mother, a, long a, and I, ai. Even if one utters or speaks the word I as a mundane word, by the influence of the word I, one will be freed from all suffering. I, 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 I. Because in Bengali, I means mother. So if someone is simply calling out for his mother, his mata, mataji, mata, mommy, ai, then he will be relieved from all shabda prabhav. There's such prabhav, such power, potency in that sound vibration. Tahara dukkanai. No more misery, sorrow, or suffering. Mother Shachi became fully... Prabhu deki santoshe purnita haila ai bhaktagan anandeka... Oh, I read that. Mother Shachi became fully satisfied on seeing Nimai, And the devotees lost external consciousness in ecstasy. Ekane jehaila ananda samuchaye manushera shakti teki taha kaha hai. Human beings have no power to describe the happiness that was experienced there. Nityananda Mahamata Aira Santosh Parananda Sindhu Maje Basena Harishe. When the greatly intoxicated Nityananda saw how happy Mother Shachi was, Nityananda is also there, part of the entourage, he joyfully floated in an ocean of transcendental ecstasy. Now see the difference between the material world and the spiritual world. You see it? In the material world, if you see someone else happy, you become unhappy. You see someone else achieve something that you don't have, or accomplish something, or win some award, or get some recognition from a superior, from the father recognizes one son and not the other, or the guru recognizes one disciple and not another one, then usually a person responds with unhappiness, why, and envy, and then doubt, why not me? It should have been me. I was better. You made a mistake. I won the race. I deserve the accolades. I deserve the accolades. But here, Nityananda, he's Mahamata. Nityananda Mahamata, Aira Santosh. He was totally intoxicated and fully satisfied seeing Mother Shachi, how happy she was. And he was so happy to see that. He was floating. Parananda Sindhu Maje Basena Harishe. He was so satisfied, so happy. He was floating in an ocean of happiness to see the joy and happiness of Mother Yashoda. So Nityananda, of course, is guru. He's teaching. He's teaching this nice lesson as the representative of Guru Tattva, Nityananda Tattva, Guru Tattva. He's teaching us that we should float in an ocean of ecstasy and happiness when we see another devotee being recognized, another devotee being honored, another devotee being praised for genuine accomplishment or service rendered. But generally people pass some snide remark or some sarcastic remark. If one devotee in a sangha does something very wonderful, or even you could say extraordinary service, which means an extraordinary level of surrender, extraordinary service for the pleasure of Guru and God, Guru and Krishna, means extraordinary surrender, because service is transcendental. Without the blessing of the demigods, without the blessings of the stars and the nakshatras and the planets and the demigods, and without the cooperation of the body and mind and senses, which are all energies of the Lord, and without the cooperation and sanction and blessings of God Himself or Krishna Himself, no one can do anything extraordinary. Man proposes, God disposes. So if a devotee with her hands or his hands accomplishes some wonderful task in preaching or anything, and most recently we have quite some display of some cooking, a lot of devotees around the world have cooked for their deities of Radha and Krishna, and for their Janmashtami festivals in their temples, and for their Radhastami and Janmashtami festivals. The ladies and gentlemen cooks, they've done tremendous work, tremendous surrender. It's not work, it's service, seva. Seva means surrender. Work means blood, sweat, and tears. That's work. But seva means surrender. It's a difference between work and seva. Work is for sense gratification. Seva is for love of God. Seva is for the pleasure of Guru, which means love of Guru, love of God. Seva is for the pleasure of Krishna, love of Krishna. Seva of Krishna, love of Krishna. So seva depends on surrender. Seva depends not on blood, sweat, and tears. Surrender and prayer. That's all. The body moves this way, that way. God moves the body. Man proposes. God disposes. So when something like amazing service happens, then usually the general devotee, rather, they'll pass some sarcastic remark. Oh, well, that person is just blah, 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 this, that. You know, they'll say something, which is sarcasm is covered envy, as everyone well knows. Sarcasm is nothing more or less than covered envy revealing itself. Let's say sarcasm is covered envy. It's like, it's not covered, it's uncovered then. Sarcasm is the manifestation of one's hidden envy. Heretofore. Sarcasm is a manifestation of one's heretofore. To be a little old English with it, right? Heretofore, hidden envy. So Nityananda is floating in bliss as usual. He is Nityananda, so if he's not, he's not Nitya. Nitya means always blissful, so it's just a matter of how much he's floating or how much he's submerged or to what degree of ecstasy he's in and what any particular circumstance. As Mada Mangala is always laughing in Krishna Leela, Nityananda is always floating in bliss. Deva Kira Stuti Pari Acharya Gosai Arye Karena Dandavata Antanani. Sri Advaita Acharya recited prayers glorifying Devaki while offering unlimited obeisances to Mother Shachi. So obviously, as Mother Shachi is knowing but not saying, she knows, as we read earlier, she knows that her son is Narayan. But she didn't speak that. She said, anyway, whatever you want to do, you'll do. And I understand you as you like, whether you circumambulate or offer me prayers or obeisances, whatever, what you are. And Nityananda is floating in bliss, and Advaita, he understands that Shachi Mata is none other than Devaki, the mother of Krishna. Because he knows that Shachi Nandan is none other than Devaki Nandan Sri Krishna. Shachi Nandan, Devaki Nandan. Shachi Devi, Devaki Mata. Haridasa Murari Shri Garba Narayan, Jagadisha Gopinatha Hari Bhaktagan, Aira Santoshe Sabai Hena Se Ahaila, Paranande Jahena Sabai Mishaila. And there's so many devotees that were also there, so the camera pans on all these different devotees' faces. Haridas Thakur Ki. Murari Gupta, Sri Garba, Narayan Das, Jagadish, Gopinath, they also became very, very happy seeing the satisfaction of Mother Shachi. That as a result of this experience, they emerged in transcendental ecstasy. These are the primary devotees in the audience. It says, Adi Bhakta Gan. Bhakti Gan means there was a large group of devotees. But Adi means especially, beginning with these devotees and so many others, they're all very happy to see the satisfaction of Mother Yashoda with the beautiful, loving reciprocation and behavior that her son showed her in greeting her and welcoming her to Shantipur, and they're all merged in transcendental ecstasy. Hey Savananda Pare Shune Jay Janna Avasya Milaye Tare Krishna Prema Dhanna. Anyone who reads or hears these ecstatic pastimes of Lord Gauranga will certainly attain the wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna, Krishna Prema Dhanna. Ananda Pare Shune Pad mean these pods. These poetical lines, these two-line poems, they're blissful. They themselves, the poems themselves are blissful. Anyone who hears these blissful poems, he will attain ecstatic love for Krishna. That's a boon that's being interjected here by the author. Although it's generally such boons are pro-offered at the end of chapters. But here the author is himself reeling in such ecstasy as he sees this pastime in his spurti of his heart. And he's seeing this because Vrindavan Das Thakur was born, he was just a baby practically when Lord Chaitanya left this world. And His mother, of course, ate the remnants of Mother Narayani. She ate the remnants of Lord Chaitanya. And then she was blessed by Lord Chaitanya. And then she had her son, Vrindavanas Thakur. But I don't know if Vrindavanas Thakur actually ever saw Lord Chaitanya. So the biography, all this is being written by the notes that he collected from Murari Gupta and by hearing from the great devotees and by his own vision of the Leelas and his own Samadhi Bhashya. And as Krishnadas Kaviraj is telling that he didn't write the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it was actually written by Madan Mohan. So Vrindavanas Thakur is also telling that this book is written by Gauranga. I didn't write it. Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chaham. Krishna says in Gita that I am the Vedanta Krid. Sarvasya Chahamriti, Sannivishto Matasmrita Ganam Aponam Cha. Vedash Chasavaraham Eva Vidyo Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chaham. Says I, Vedanta Krit, I am the compiler. I appeared, I entered the heart of Vyas and fulfilled, I instilled my Purna Shakti there, my literary Shakti, I entered his heart, Shakti Avesh, Avesh means entered. I entered the heart of this Jiva known as Vedavyas, and I filled his heart with the full potency, and then he became the literary incarnation of the Lord because of the investment of Shakti Avesh. And when that Shakti was within him, he was, that was me, I was acting. I compiled all the Vedas. I am the compiler of the Vedas, Krishna tells Arjuna Gita. So similarly, that Vedavyas appeared again. And as Krishna entered the heart of Vedavyas to empower him, Vedanta Krid. So Krishna entered the heart, Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered the heart, and Vrindavanas Thakur to empower him, Vedanta Krid, Chaitanya Bhagavat Krid. So that Vrindavanas Thakur is the same Vedavyas who is the same Krishna. Krishna wrote the Vedas as Vedavyas, and Krishna wrote it, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat appearing in the form of Vrindavanas Thakur ki jai. So the author is experiencing great ecstasy, recalling his pastime, glorifying Mother Shachi, and seeing the happiness of the Lord and Lord Nityananda and all the assembled devotees. Then he says, listen, you've heard this pastime, you read it, then here, take a boon, Krishna Premadan. And then, because it's a break in the storyline, the curtains, in other words, if it was a drama, if it was done in a live drama, the curtains would... It should be, the camera would be on all these devotees merged in ecstasy, then the curtains would close, because that's the end of that scene. Then the narrator would walk out on the stage and greet all the audience. So our Vrindavanas Thakur has offered a benediction. Anyone who has seen this drama, and I hope you've all been awake for the last 1 hour, anyone who's been watching this drama and been awake in the audience and hearing it, now you can all open your pocketbooks and look in your wallets. Because you've just won the sweepstakes. You just won the lottery. You all find in your pocketbooks and your wallets a big fat treasury of Krishna Prema Dhan. You'll get attain the ecstatic wealth of ecstatic love for Krishna. Then the curtains open up and you see Advaitacharya and Mother Sachi and Lord Gauranga. Scene 2. Prabhuare dibena biksha ahi bhaga bhagyavati prabhustani advaita laila anumati. Advaitacharya, so this is what you see on a stage, you see Advaitacharya and Lord Gauranga and Mother Sachi. Advaitacharya took permission from Lord Gauranga to allow his mother to cook for him. For the fortunate mother Sachi Bhagyavati prabhustani. Now the camera is on Mother Shachi entering the house, walking into the kitchen. Santoshe cha lila ai karite randan, prema joge chinte gora chanda narayan. As Mother Shachi entered the kitchen in Waitacharya's house, she began to cook in great satisfaction. With love, she thought within her heart, Gora Chandra is Lord Narayan himself. Prema yoge chinti. So this is nice, chinti. That our thoughts, prema yoge chinti. Chinti means our thoughts, our minds. Yoga means connected with, linked with. Our minds and thoughts are not usually for the most part, linked with Krishna Prem or Garanga Prem. Our mind and thoughts are usually linked with lusty ambitions, greedy ambitions, angry ambitions. But she had a different idea. She was santosh, completely satisfied to cook for her Lord. Hateka prakare ai karila randan nama nahi jani hena randila vyanjan. Mother Shachi cooked such a variety of vegetable preparations that I do not know the names of all of them. Ai jane prabhura santosha vara shake shak vimshati prakara shak randila eteke. He knows the name of one of them though. Mother Shachi knew that Garanga was very fond of shak, spinach. There's Brahmi shak and Lal shak and green shak and this shak and so many shaks. So she cooked 20 different spinach preparations. Vimshati prakar shak. Ekeka vyanjana prakara dasha bishe randilena ayati chitrar sandoshe. To her full satisfaction, Mother Shachi cooked each vegetable in 10 to 20 different ways. Well, we're hearing about cooking for Janmashtami and cooking for Radhashtami now. Now we're entering the big time. That was all amateur warm-up stuff. 550 preparations for Janmashtami and 467 preparations for Radhashtami. That's amateur stuff. It's now the big leagues. Mother Shachi's cooking, Devaki's cooking, Mother Yashoda's cooking. Each vegetable was made in 20 different ways. Ashesha prakari tabe randana kariya bhojanarastane pare tuilena laya. After cooking numerous preparations, Mother Shachi took them to the dining room. Shiyana vyanjana sabha upaskara kari sabaru pare dila tulasi manjari. Shachi Mata put the rice and vegetables on plates, then she put tulsi manjaris on top of them. So that's best. Always we don't have tulsi manjaris. Our tulsis are not always flowering all the time. But in the spiritual world, tulsi manjaris are always there. No shortage. So in Shachi's spiritual world, there's always manjaris. This is the preferred. Some people have questions. They say, even they use their mental speculation, which is not, it's a good thing to kind of annihilate. But people often rely on mental speculation rather than Guru Vakya and Shastra. You know, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. So they're getting a lot of their speculation gets them in a lot of difficulty. So sometimes people speculate when they cook and they say, oh no, we don't want to put mandris on the preparations because Krishna maybe choke on the mandris or that's not nice. Should put a little tiny leaf. Don't put a mandri. That's not nice. But actually, we hear in the preparations Yashoda would make for Krishna, she always topped them all with tulsi mandris. It doesn't mean dried out. We have to know what a mandri is. Mandri is two little leaves at the base of a unopened flower bud. Mandri means bud. It's not the thing that pops open. It's a hard, dry thing. It looks like a little bullet, basically. It hasn't even opened yet. Just two leaves and it grows up and there's a little spike with a like closed thing. That's a manjari. When that opens, then it's gone to seed, or it goes to flower, then goes to seed. Manjari is not a flower, it's before the flower. Bud. Tulsi bud. It's a manjari. The budding youth, like they say, the manjaris, Radharani's manjaris, they're not fully blossomed Sakhi gopis yet. They're just coming up or whatever. Chaturdike sarikari shiyana vyanjan madhyapati lena ati utamasan. Shachi placed rice and vegetable preparations in rows on all sides, and she placed a fine seat in the middle of everything. Uttamasan. Ailena Mahaprabhu, Karite Bojan, Samhati Laila Sava Parisharagan. Mahaprabhu then came with his associates to eat. Deki Prabhu Shriyana Vyanjanera Upaskar, Dandavata Haila Karila Namaskar. When Gauranga saw the arrangement of rice and vegetable preparations, he offered dandavats. Wow. This reminds me when devotees would come from Jagannath Puri to Calcutta, to Bagh Bazar, returning from Jagannath Puri, they would bring Mahaprasadam for their Gurudev. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Jagannath Mahaprasadam. And they would bring it and then they would say, Gurudev, we bought Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Immediately he would offer dandavats to the Mahaprasadam, right then and there. And the disciple would feel rather awkward because he's holding the Mahaprasadam so he can't get on the ground because the Mahaprasadam is Krishna. And it's an offense to bow down on the ground with Boga or Mahaprasadam. Boga becomes contaminated if it touches the ground, can't be offered. And then it's an offense to the Mahaprasadam, so it's, you have to know the rules. So you're holding a garland or this or that, you have to take the garland off, set it aside, then offer obeisances or whatever, technically speaking. So we offer dandavats, so we see Lord Gauranga is doing the same thing to his mother's offering. Talk about appreciating your mother's cooking. He hasn't even eaten it. He hasn't even rather honored it yet and savored it and relished the rasas of it, of her love. But he's approaching the Mahaprasadam, that love offering. He's approaching the love offering. The cooking of Mother Yashoda is her love offering, her Vatsalya Bhav, her motherly love. It's being compressed and contained in those various food items. Oh, my son likes shak, so I'll make 20 different kinds. And each one I'll make in 20 different ways. So that's 400 different kinds of shak. 20 shaks, and each one made 20 different ways. Lord Gauranga really likes shak. And Lord Krishna really likes sweets. And makhan. We don't hear about Krishna stealing spinach. Shakachoraki. We never heard, there's no bhajans about shakachor. Palak chor, Bhagavan ki, but makan chor Bhagavan, we hear so makan, he's so much stealing his butter. And Lord Gauranga used to steal shak. He used to go in Kulavetra Sridhar's garden. He had a garden, so he'd steal bananas. He would steal shak also. Why not? Steal shak and bring it to his mother and say, cook this one. Gauranga's, she's pleasing him, and so he's so much appreciating her love offering that he's offering dandavats to her love. Love is so commanding that it humbles the Lord. The Lord is bowing down to the love of his mother, as Krishna bows down to the love of Radharani. He bows down to her, he's bowing down to her love. Her man is her love. Her man is an expression of her viraha prem, her man. So Krishna relishes that so much. He relishes, he enjoys. The whole world is bowing down to me and offering me prayers. Is there anyone in the world I can bow down to? Then Radharani enters man, so like to fulfill Krishna's desires, to have someone he can bow down to. So he bows down to Radharani's man prem. So it becomes man bhanga, breaks her man. So that same Krishna is bowing down to Shachi's love in the form of Vatsalya. He's offering dandavats to her, offering something extraordinary. The disciple, when he bows down to the guru, he's actually bowing down to the love that the guru represents. He's not bowing down to a body. He's not bowing down to That's really, the Guru represents the kingdom of love. And the Guru represents the practice of love. And the Guru represents the promotion of love. And the Guru represents the attainment of the loving kingdom of God. Prem Dham Vrindavan. It's called Prem Dham Vrindavan. And bhakti is prem in its development and maturation and growing. So the Guru is a repository of bhakti. He's the giver of bhakti. Ramanda Brahmatikon. Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. He gives a beej of bhakti, means he gives the seed of love. If he gives the seed of love, he must have it. If he doesn't, then he's a bogus gardener. So Prabhupada had the seeds of love. So if someone gets a seed, if someone gets a seed from someone who has a seed, someone gets a seed from someone who has a seed, and he puts it in the ground, then I'll get a tree. And that tree will have so many seeds, right? Fruits with so many seeds. Then the person who got the seed from someone who has the seed, now he has so many seeds. So then he can distribute the seeds. And that's called Guru Parampara. If you actually receive the seed, a seed will produce a fruit, and the fruit will have a seed, or many seeds. If it's pomegranate, it has lots of seeds. We don't know what kind of fruit. Depends on what kind of fruit the Guru is distributing. Is he giving mangoes? You want a mango, then you get one seed. If you want an apple, you get eight seeds. If you want a pomegranate, you get hundreds of seeds. I guess as many disciples as you have, that's how many seeds are in your fruit. At any rate. So this is, look at this now. Now the camera is on Lord Gauranga. There's one camera, Mother Shachi. She's in the kitchen, looking out from the kitchen. Because she's brought out the asan, the uttamasan, and she's placed all the preparations in the proper place in rows on all sides of the asan, so you can sit on the raised asan and reach out to the front, to the center, or to the right or left, easily find the rice and all the vegetables, everything easily and within easy reach. And now the Lord has come forward to receive the love offering of his mother. Just like when we serve the deities in the temple, we have a bhogasan, and we have a table. We put the offering tray on a table in front of the deities, and we put asans on either side of the table. One asan for Radha and one asan for Shyam. Then we do mudras, korma stapana mudra, and other mudras over the asan to purify it. I used to do all this stuff in 1977. So many mudras and things. In 1977 to 81, for 4 years, we did Radha Krishna Puja in Berkeley. And it was all, they had already started introducing all these rituals and niyams and whatnot. So then you sprinkle flower petals there on top of the asan, very fragrant flower petals, light incense, make the room very fragrant and comfortable. And then there's some mudras, you invite the Radha and Krishna, Radha Shyam, to sit on the asan. So now Mother Yashoda is doing the same thing with her son. Her deity is her son. Deity is Krishna, Radha and Krishna Yuga, Mahaprabhu. And she's made a beautiful offer, uttamasan, a raised asan. And she's invited him. Now he's coming with his associates. And he simply sees the love offering. Ah! Dandavats. He offered full obeisances, dandavats, on the floor. So now the camera is on the floor. It's a wide angle lens or whatever, so you see all the offerings, and you see the Lord's head at the offerings, and his long, beautiful golden body with his red dhoti. He wore red dhoti. Sannyas, Mayavad Sannyas, the red color, saffron, whatever, keshar. And then the preparations, there are all these green, all these different shades of green, all this shock, and the beautiful rice and golden ghee melting on top of it, and so many other preparations, and Lord's effulgent shaved head with shika in the back. No shika actually, because he's Mayavadsvaya. Beautiful golden form, this red dhoti and the green, and beautiful. You see? And then Mother Yashoda is looking out from the kitchen. Prabhupada. So first there's some physical action. Sometimes there's some mental, there's some mental action, some thoughts and some words, or some words and some action. So he's physically expressing, he sees it and he's overwhelmed. He offered dandavats to the love offering of Mother Shachi. And then he speaks, Ayana takuka bhojan, Ayana degili haya bande vimochan. Ah, what do you speak of eating this rice? One is freed from material bondage just by seeing it. Ki randana iha ta kahila kichunai. Heyanera gandeyo krishneti bhakti hai. Hi, I am unable to describe such cooking. Even by smelling this rice, one develops devotion, Krishna bhakti. Bhuji lama krishna lai. Sabha padivhar. Heyana kari jachena apane swikar. I think Krishna and all of his associates have personally tasted this rice. So, of course, Gauranga here is speaking, he's glorifying Krishna. Krishna has many forms. His Naam Roop is most prevalent in Kali Yuga. Archivigra is one form. Paramatma is another form. The Visharoop is another form. His Swayam Roop, his Vaibhav Roop, Prakash Roop. Leelavatars, so many forms of the Lord. So one form of the Lord, of course everything, ultimately every particle of energy is a form of the Lord, because the Lord is within every particle of energy. So behind the veneer or cover of energy, there's the energetic person. Behind every particle of energy, every particle of water, earth, air, ether, standing inside that particle is the Paramatma, the Super Soul, the form of the Lord, Chaturbhuj Narayan. So this is Krishna appearing in the form of prasadam. So to glorify prasadam means to glorify Krishna. So Gauranga is showing us, he's glorifying. What to speak of eating this chaval prasad? Just seeing this prasad, you get vimochan, you get liberated. There's some commentary here on this. Shachi Devi cooked 20 varieties of shak and 10 to 20 different preparations from each vegetable. And after placing Tulsi Mandris on top, she offered everything to Vishnu, because they have, obviously in the temple of Advaita Acharya, they have a Vishnu, they have Vishnu Shalagram. When Gaurasundara saw this offering, he offered obeisance and said, what to speak of eating these food preparations? Anyone who sees them will be freed from the bondage resulting from enjoying this material world. Anyone who smells the divine fragrance of this rice will be inclined to the service of Krishna. And then he's saying that surely Krishna and his associates have tasted this. So now I and my associates can take the Mahaprasad. Eta bali prabhuana pradakshina kari bhojane vasila shri Gauranga narahari. After speaking these words, Lord Gauranga circumambulated the rice and sat down to eat. So this is definitely, on one level, showing a very high level of behavior towards Mahaprasadam. Very proper. Of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't institute this particular detail. He did institute the detail of glorifying the Mahaprasadam. Shadira Vidyajal is actually a glorification of the Mahaprasadam. Oh, my Lord Krishna, you sent this wonderful food, spiritual food, just to help conquer over the tongue. In other words, anyone who takes this prasadam will be free. So Prabhupada said, glorify, offer obeisances, glorify the Mahaprasad, then honor it. Prabhupada instituted this. Lord Chaitanya is offering obeisances, dandavats, he's glorifying the Mahaprasad. But then one extra thing he did, a third thing that Prabhupada didn't institute, was pradakshina, which means he circumambulated it. I mean the Mahaprasad. This same practice was done by Bhakti Siddhanta, continuing the story I mentioned earlier. When a disciple came back carrying a basket of that typical basket from Jagannath Puri, that straw basket with Mahaprasad with all his little delights hiding inside behind that veneer of plain, freshly dried and green grass, little basket. There's so many golden treats of ecstasy inside. Kaja and burfi and namkeen and mitti and mattis, or whatever they call mattis and this and that. And lots of delights hiding inside that basket. And then first he offered dandavats, and then he glorified the Mahaprasadam. Then he circumambulated the Mahaprasadam. It was a great cause of consternation for the disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. First, the guru offers dandavats at his feet because he was holding the Mahaprasadam. Then the guru did parikrama of the disciple. He went around four times around the disciple to show his honor and respect for the Mahaprasadam. So he's simply following Guru Gauranga. He's following Lord Gauranga. So Gauranga offered dandavats to the Mahaprasadam. The Mahaprasadam, the cooking of his mother, which was offered to Vishnu, which is obviously this Mahaprasadam when she called him to honor it. And then he glorified the Mahaprasadam. Then he circumambulated it. So maybe time to time we could also do this. And when we get special times, when we get Jagannath Mahaprasadam, it'd be nice to engage in this practice time to time, because it would give us an opportunity to remember this Leela and fix our minds on Lord Gauranga and his beautiful, purifying, ecstatic pastimes. And moreover, increase our appreciation and love and understanding of the significance and importance and value of Mahaprasad. Hete Bali Prabhuana Pradakshina, I said, he circumambulated it, then he sat down. Prabhura Agyaya Sabha Parishara Ghan Vasilena Chaturdike Degita Bhujan. On the order of Lord Gauranga, all of his associates sat down on all sides of the Lord to watch the Lord eat. That's interesting. It says to watch him. Dekite bojan. Chatur, it's because he initially was saying that he came with all of his associates to honor the Mahaprasadam. And then it said, text 284, it said, Mahaprabhu then came with his associates to eat. Text 284. Mahaprabhu karite bhojan sabha parishadagan. So one would think that the eating would be done by Mahaprabhu and his associates. Swamiji came with his disciples to eat prasadam at our house. So maybe. But here, now, a few verses later, we find that the Lord ordered everyone to sit down and watch me eat. Please watch me now. Chatur dike dekite bhojan. Bhojana karena vaikuntera adipati nayana bhariya deke ai bhagyavati. As Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Lord Vaikuntha adipati, began eating, Bhagyavati Shachi watch to the full satisfaction of her eyes. Nayana bhariya deke. Her eyes were full. Bhariya means full, saturated, heavy, with satisfaction. That's pretty standard all over from the beginning of time. If a mother sees her children happily eating, she's very satisfied. If a wife sees her husband happily honoring her offerings of Mahaprasad that she cooks so carefully and devotionally, then of course she's very happy. So in the same way, Mother Shachi's watching to the full satisfaction of her eyes. Prajeke, prajeke, prabhu sakala vyanjan maha amodhiya nata karina bhojan. Gauranga relished each vegetable preparation with great satisfaction. So obviously, this is the interchange of love between one lover, the beloved lover, and the beloved. In this case, it's the beloved son and the beloved mother. That knowing that my mother will be satisfied if I appear satisfied when I take these preparations, I am going to eat, relish each of these preparations with great satisfaction. Because if I relish with great satisfaction, And I know that will increase the great satisfaction of my mother, Shachi. Because the Lord, the devotees always want to increase the satisfaction and pleasure of the Lord. And the Lord always wants to increase the pleasure and satisfaction of his devotees. This is the meaning of the prem sambandha between the Lord and his devotees. The eternal unending, ever new and fresh relationship of love between Krishna and his pure devotees in the spiritual world. He relished each vegetable preparation with great satisfaction. Maha Amodhya. Not. Sabahaite Bhagyavanta Sri Shakya Vyanjan Puna Puna Jaha Prabhu Karena Grahan. Of all the different preparations that Mother Shachi prepared, the shak was most glorious. For Gauranga ate them again and again. He ate everything, but the shak, he really dove into it. As you see sometimes children, they poke around at their vegetables and chapatis. When the cake comes out, then they really dive into the cake with great relish and pleasure. So cake for Gauranga is shock. But at any rate, I can only pray at the time of death that Gauranga will be kind to us and let us remember him and his relishing shock with great bliss. Maha Amodhya. Maha Amodhya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Shakete Dekhiya Bhara Prabhura Adhar. Hasena Prabhura Jata Sava Anachar. On seeing Gauranga's fondness for Shak, all the devotees smiled. Shakete Dekhiya Bhara. Bhara Prabhu Adhar. Prabhu Mahaprabhu showed Adhar. Adhar. So much respect and honor to the shak that Hasena, all the devotees were smiling, thinking, wow, because most of the devotees probably didn't like shak that much, because they're Bengalis, and you have heard of Bengali sweet shops, yes? Yes? Bengali sweet shops are rather famous. Have you heard of any Bengali spinach shops? No. Bengali shak shops? How about Bengali shaks? Like they have shops called Bengali sweets. It just says Bengali sweets, and everybody knows what that means. Bengali shaks. Why'd you open a shop like that? Maybe, will you make any money? Probably not. Unless you open it in Mayapur and Mahaprabhu Bhavan, and your shak is so good that Mahaprabhu comes there, Sakshat Darshan, to eat your shak. Shakshad Darshan. To eat your shak. Maybe that's what it means. If you eat enough shak, you get sakshad. Sakshad Darshan. At any rate, they were smiling. We're also smiling. Shakera Mahima Prabhu Sabare Kahiya Bojana Karina Prabhu Ishat Hasiya. Gauranga smiled and glorified the shak preparations as he ate. Well, we can understand that definitely shak is a big thing over here. It's a shocking experience. So I think we'll end on that note and we'll continue the shocking experience tomorrow.